Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, it's only 2 weeks to go to Electric Picnic, and 2FM is going to be there across the weekend, and someone else who are going to be there are the HSE. So you might have heard about their anonymous drug testing program at the festival in the news since yesterday. Nikki Killeen is project manager for emerging drug trends at the HSE's National Social Inclusion Office. She's on the line now and she knows all about it. Nikki, how are you this morning?
Hi, Afric. Good, thanks.
Good.
Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. I'm delighted to talk to you about this. So, the very, very basics, right? What is anonymous drug testing at Electric Picnic? What is the anonymous drug testing tent at Electric Picnic going to be all about?
Yes. So, we've been running a campaign across festivals this summer. So, we've already been at two. We've been engaging with people about drug use, about any questions they have, and helping them stay up to date on drug trends. So we really want to create awareness and education. So the latest addition to our work that we're going to continue over the next year is this pilot program. And what it will be is the HSE accessing substances from different avenues at Electric Picnic and providing real-time information on extra dangerous substances which may be in circulation. So we will have the use of surrender bins in a HSE tent and an on-site lab. And the lab will be able to take a deep dive into the drugs and tell us what is in them.
Okay, so whereabouts, do you know where you're going to be located on the site yet?
So we're working with Electric Picnic and we'll update the public on our Twitter over the next few weeks about where we'll be. But we will be very recognisable. We will have lots of colourful information about drugs, but we'll also have teams on outreach throughout the campsites. So people will be able to see us. We will have purple high-vis vests. We will have drug harm reduction on our back and HSE logos so people can come up to us and chat to us and find out more.
Brilliant. So this isn't somewhere to test drugs and for someone to get a result. Sure it's not?
No, so this approach is known as what's called as back of house. So in 2019, the HSE would have reviewed with a number of different stakeholders different types of approaches taken in Europe. So we looked at back of house, what's known as front of house, postal services and fixed site. So the back of house approach requires less detailed policy amendments. Mm-hmm. So it offered the HSE a really quick way to be able to implement something in the festival setting so we could know what's in the drugs, because we currently don't have that information available to us. So what it meant was that we are able to work with Gardaí and the Department of Justice and Department of Health to ensure that we can have a secure bin within our health service. So people who wish to come to talk about drugs, and this does happen, they may decide, I don't want to take that, or I have concern about that, or I would like to know what's in that. Or also another option is that people who are in the medical tent and may have had a negative reaction or are concerned about their friends, there'll also be a surrender bin there so they can get rid of those drugs and for the HSE, I suppose, to use it for our benefit to know what's in circulation.
So these are like amnesty bins, basically, so that you can get rid of whatever it is you might have without, you know, kind of question or anything like that.
So yeah, so we're calling them a surrender bin.
Yeah.
And I suppose there's a reason for that in that they're being surrendered. They're being surrendered for this pilot program.
Sure.
They're being surrendered for people, for it to be used as part of research and to alert. Mm-hmm. I suppose amnesty, and just to be really clear, this project doesn't grant amnesty. So Gardaí are working really closely with us at a national and local level. But just to be really clear that throughout Electric Picnic, their normal policing plans will apply.
Okay.
So there will be no amnesty from arrest at Electric Picnic, but the surrender bin will be part of a health intervention, which will not be part of Garda interventions.
Okay, I understand what you mean. So if I am a festival goer and I have a ticket, how does this work from my perspective? Just explain to me what I should do if I want to make use of the tent.
Yeah, so I think, first of all, obviously the HSE will be advising everyone going to any festival or any nightlife event that it is safer not to use drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always risks, and, you know, every person will react differently, so it can be a really personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
From a perspective of those who are choosing to use substances, and that does happen, it happens across Europe at nightlife events,
we're
asking people to link with us, so follow our social media, see the messages that we're putting out, look at the type of content that we're advising in regards to reducing harms. So things like not mixing substances, knowing the different drug interactions, which are extra risky, starting very low, waiting to see how you react and getting medical help. Mm-hmm. I suppose in regards to engaging then with the extra element, people can come up to our tent, they can come in and have a chat, they can sit down with us, or they can chat to us on outreach. So really, I suppose it's up to people how and what level they want to engage. So we will be there providing information on different levels, different support levels. Mm-hmm. And then for those who wish to come to the tent to surrender the substance, that is their choice. They can come in and have, I suppose, a chat with us about drugs, harm reduction. We also have free resources about drugs. We have water bottles, tote bags, lip balms. So not everyone who comes into our tent will probably be in possession of drugs,
sure,
or will be surrendering drugs, but they could be coming for many different reasons.
So if you, we make it absolutely clear, drug taking is still illegal. So what are the Gardaí saying about this particular idea?
So yes, yeah, so over the past few years, we've worked really closely with the Department of Health, the Department of Justice and National Gardaí. I suppose we're very grateful for the collaboration that we've had, because without the Gardaí, this would not be being facilitated. So they I suppose, understand the health benefits of what we're trying to achieve by our research and our engagement with the public. So they are willing to work with us on the operational plans, and we'll continue to work with them over the next few weeks.
That's really interesting. It's kind of like you get the cooperation from the guards to get information out there, I suppose. So in a lot of cases, and over the last couple of years in particular, the types of drugs that people are using and the way they're getting them as well has changed quite a bit. So what are the main concerns about that?
Yes, so the drug landscape in Ireland has completely changed. So previously, we probably would have associated substance use with opioids or cocaine or crack, mm-hmm, or very vulnerable populations. What we are seeing is that the type of people who use substances and the type of drugs that they use and how they get them has significantly changed. So we know, we've done a lot of research over the past few years, and we've published a report very recently, 2 weeks ago, with the Health Research Board. And we wanted to engage with these new drug users that we consider. So people who are in employment, people who have gone through third level education, to see their practices and what they're using. So cannabis, cocaine and ecstasy were the most commonly used drugs. And then we're noticing an increase in drugs like ketamine, psychedelics and new psychoactive substances, which would have been around a number of years ago, but have then, I suppose, been removed from what we would have known as the head shops, and they've infiltrated, mm-hmm, the black market. So we do have some niche user groups that are really hidden, because
yeah,
these groups aren't coming to the HSE services for drug treatment. They're not maybe, you know, they don't relate, or they're a very different user group. So we need to start working in new ways to reach these people. So nightlife spaces offer us this engagement, so we can meet these people that we probably wouldn't come in contact with. So we have a lot of concerns, I suppose, really about the drug market. More people using drugs,
yeah,
that increases the risks. But the proliferation of these drugs is coming at a time when the drug market is a little bit extra risky. So the purity of substances in Europe has increased. So what that means is that, you know, some of the ecstasy tablets or MDMA powders and pills would be 2 to 3 times the average adult dose.
So might be much stronger than people are expecting them to be.
Much stronger, yeah, than what they're aware of.
Yeah.
But also what we're seeing from drug tracking services in the UK is that there's a lot of adulteration at the moment. So they're seeing new psychoactive substances called cathinones in MDMA products, but they've also found items like plaster of Paris in MDMA, and they've
right,
also found really random ingredients.
Can I ask you then, Nikki, if someone is at Electric Picnic and has taken a substance and had a bad reaction, can they or their friends safely hand in what they have taken at the tent?
Yes, so that'll be part of our operational plans with the medics on site. So first of all, I suppose if anyone feels they're reacting in any way that they don't expect or has any concerns about anyone at all, the key message is really to get to that medical tent as soon as possible and to not delay.
Yeah.
I suppose club drug overdose or club drug emergencies can manifest in different ways, like pains in your legs, and you might think that that's from dancing or, you know, migraines. So we are encouraging people to learn about the signs, to engage with us and to get to the medical tent. In the medical tent, if people want to discard of those substances for us to analyse, that is a possibility at Electric Picnic.
Okay, and I'll ask you as well, so if a test reveals a very highly potent batch of something, what happens then?
Yes, So we will not be communicating the results of all substances.
Sure.
So if something is average or, you know, contains MDMA as expected, we will be looking for high purity, we'll be looking for unknown ingredients or something that might be missold. So our plan is that we'll be using our drugs.ie Twitter, we'll be using Facebook, and we'll be working with Electric Picnic to see how best we can communicate those messages to everyone in attendance throughout
the
weekend.
Okay, so get the kind of alert out, I guess, if something is doing the rounds that is very potent. How much, I was actually going to, because you were on site at Independence Festival as well, weren't you?
Yeah, so we've had...
But not with testing.
Not with testing.
Yeah.
No.
So are people a bit suspicious of, if you know what I mean? Like, is there a bit of a, I don't know, are people like reluctant, say, to kind of come near you? Or what kind of response did you get at those festivals?
Yeah, so we were at Life Festival and Independence as parts of our kind of pilot program for the summer. And so there's a very, very small minority who, you know, may feel that way. But overall, we've actually been surprised at the significant interaction that we've had. So we've run a social media campaign, which people have seen and people are quite familiar with now. So that has really helped. We also did a small pilot in 2019, just before COVID. So people were becoming more familiar with us. But surprisingly, people who use substances really want to talk about how they can keep themselves safe. So they are really welcoming. They're really happy to see this approach.
Yeah.
They're really engaged.
Brilliant.
And so we get all sorts of questions. We get people who want to stay safe. We get people who want to help their friends. We some people who don't want to take drugs and actually want tips on how they're going to manage the festival with a group of people who are using drugs.
Yes,
so we get all sorts of questions and all sorts of people. And I suppose it helps that we have lovely, vibrant resources. So not everyone that's coming up may be, you know, there to talk about drugs. They might be there to ask questions about what we have on display.
Nikki, I'm delighted you came on to explain that to us. It's really interesting. And thanks a million. And I hope you have a great time at Electric Picnic, and I hope you manage to see an act or two as well while you're down there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a mil, Nikki. That was Nikki Killeen. She's a project manager for the Emerging Drug Trends with the HSE. She's helping to make EP a safer place for all of us, and we can't wait to see you all there, because 2FM is going to be there across the weekend.
Jennifer Zaffarelli, weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.